When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready?
Hello and welcome to Rhythm and Pixels, a video game music podcast. This is a special bonus beats episode a week before our 8th anniversary show. 8 years of Rhythm and Pixels. I know this year has been a little dicey as to how regularly the shows will be coming out, but we have been weekly for 7 years. And I think that's a pretty big accomplishment. Not just that we've been doing it weekly, but I've been really proud of almost every episode we've produced. This one is no different. I'm very proud of this one. This is a very special bonus beats episode dedicated to the game of tennis. Yes, that's right. One, two, sometimes four people on the court holding tennis rackets, just wailing a ball at each other, while some person up in a really big high chair screams at them. A random scoring system, which I just don't remember right now, but it just makes for a really good video game. I mean, like, tennis games are fun. You get some friends together and you play some virtual tennis, you're gonna have a good time. So I was putting together a sports game bonus beats, and then this thing just kind of happened. I'm really, really pleased with all the music of today's episode. A lot of this music you may have heard, a lot of this music I'm sure you haven't, or maybe you haven't, but we're gonna start off with some stuff here. This is an arcade game, a Sega arcade game, composed by Tohiro Nakabayashi, Hiroshi Kawaguchi, and Katsuhiko Nagai. We're going to listen to music from the game Passing Shot. This is USA Level 3. Next track is an absolute classic, Super Tennis, for the Super Nintendo, composed by Yoshihiko Nishimura. This is Main Menu. A lot of these games are based on tennis sport superstars that I'm not really familiar with, apart from like John McEnroe. So here's Jimmy Connors Pro Tennis Tour. This one is for the Super Nintendo, composed by Heiko Ruttmann and Roger Goad. This is Intermission.
Intermission.
of a sinister track for a tennis game, right? Well, we're going to keep up with the Jimmy Connors theme with Jimmy Connors Tennis for the Atari Lynx. This is title music, and the artist is unknown.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Connors. Welcome to the Bella Country Club.
Pretty amazing. I don't know much about the Atari Lynx, but there's some pretty good tracks out there. So next up, we're going to the Xbox 360. This is Top Spin 2. The track is Change Your Ways by the group The Future.
Yeah, yeah, not a lot of
Okay, I think it is time to dig into the Mario Tennis games. What do you think? There are a lot of Mario Tennis games. There's a lot of Mario sports games. So we're going to stick with all the tennis games that I can find, starting with Mario Tennis for the Game Boy Color. This is the Island Open entry match. Chippy. We're going to the Virtual Boy. That's right, the Virtual Boy. And this game actually looks really fun. This is Mario's Tennis for the Virtual Boy, Singles 2. Thank you. All right, sticking with the handheld, or the headheld, I guess. So we're going to go to the Game Boy Advance. How about that? You know, I'm going to look at my notes here. Here we are. This is from Mario Tennis Power Tour for the Game Boy Advance. This is music for the clay court. Okay, moving back to the main consoles here. This is the N64. I mean, the main consoles being what you're playing on your TV. N64, just Mario Tennis, N64, by Motoi Sakuraba, Tournament Round 1. We'll be right back. about some more Motoi Sakuraba, who worked on so many of these awesome Mario sports games. We're going to listen to some music from the GameCube, Mario Power Tennis. This is the Peach Dome Court for Set Point Match Point. Gosh, we are into the Nintendo 3DS with the Mario Tennis Open. We're going to listen to music from Tournament Match for the Star Open. We'll be right back. Oh my gosh, again, Mario Tennis is coming to another Nintendo console. This time on the Nintendo Wii U, Mario Tennis Ultra Smash Online Match. Coming to the end of my Mario Tennis block here. This is from Mario Tennis Aces. I think this is the latest Mario Tennis game to be released. This is from the Nintendo Switch. Snowfall Mountain is the title of this track. let's take it back to the 16-bit era here and back to more games based on real people instead of fictional characters. This is Jennifer Capriati Tennis for the Sega Genesis, composed by Hiroki Kamada. This is the intro music. Yes, I love it when there's like a definitive end to an intro song. You know, just throw your hands up in the air. It feels really good. Let's stick to the Sega Genesis or the Sega Mega Drive. This is ATP Tour Championship Tennis, composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto for the Sega Mega Drive. This is title music, and this one is a sweet tune. Sounds more like Rystar than tennis music, right? Right? All right, let's go to a Japanese-only title for the Super Famicom, composed by Shinji Tamura. This is the game Ace Wo Nare. This is story music. think that one's based off of a manga. I mean, most of these sports games are based off of like a sports manga or anime type thing. We're going to the game Racket Attack, composed by Akihito Hayashi. This is Match Theme. Bringing it on back to Super Final Match Tennis for the Super Nintendo. Music composed by Takumitsu Kajikawa. This is the ending theme. last track of the episode is from Hot Shots Tennis for the PlayStation 2, music by Go Otsuji. This is the Wild Green Tennis Court. Okay, I want to thank all of you for joining us on this very special Bonus Beats episode focused on tennis games. Tennis games are awesome. They're so much fun to play with your friends. I mean, you can play against the computer, but really, these games are way more fun to play with other people. Next week, again, is our 8th anniversary show. We call them our podcast anniversaries, where Pernell and I are going to count down our top 10 favorite songs that we heard over the show over the last year. And we're going to talk about memories and what's happened this year, what we're looking forward to next year. We're really excited to share that with you. It's going to be a live stream. I mean, by the time you hear this episode, actually, it's going to be this coming Sunday at 1 p.m., right? That's December 17th, I believe, at 1 p.m. Eastern, right? Eastern Standard Time, something like that, but it's Eastern Time. You know, if you look up where the New York time zone is, you'll find where we are. But that's what we're going to be doing on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rhythmandpixels. And if you want to get in contact with us, if you have anything nice to say, you have anything you want to share with us on the show, something, a game that you discovered this year, or music you discovered, or just a fun moment for yourself or for your family, please send us an email at rhythmandpixels@hotmail.com. If you want more information about this show and all of our episodes and all of our track listing from all of our episodes, you can go to our website, rhythmandpixels.com. And if you'd like to support the show, the best thing you can do is just tell people about it, or, you know, share it on your Facebook or Twitter, X or whatever it's called. But, you know, it's just share it with people that you know might be into this kind of thing. That's cool with us. Okay. You cool with that? If not, you know, you can help us out in other ways. You can go to Patreon. patreon.com/rhythmandpixels. As a member there, you get access to live stream episodes, which we used to do once a month. It's kind of fallen off, but you get really cool things at the higher levels, such as stickers, mugs, exclusive t-shirts, and we also like to give you a shout out if you're at the highest levels at the end of every episode. So we want to thank Brooke, Corey, and Khalid. The three of you, thank you so much for continuing to support our show. It means a great deal to us. We also want to thank Kristen, GameFan44, Martyrus, host of the ReVGM podcast, Mike Myers, Antmaster, Brian Pitt, Cameron Werma, Carlos, Kung Fu Carlito of the Heroes 3 podcast, Chris Weisner, a.k.a. Musashi219, the wise guy, Christopher Shenstrom, host of the podcast Gameable Audio, Davy Cakes, David Good, David Taylor, and Shaletta Brigol, Harold Howard, Jamie, thank you very, very much, Triple Jeff, Justin Schneider, host of the XVGM Radio podcast, Keith Schusterman, Kitty Sparks, another brand new Patreon member. Thank you so much for joining. Rage Cage, host of the VG Emporium podcast, Reinhardt Silkova, Steve Miller, Taco, and Zach Thornbach. All of you and many, many more. Thank you for continuing to support our little show. It means so much to us. It helps us with equipment. It keeps the hosting up. It just keeps everything going. We really, really appreciate it. A lot of work goes into the show, and seeing all of your names every time we do it is just fantastic. I really, really appreciate it. Pernell really appreciates it. He's going to send all of you a thank you letter in the mail along with a $10 gift card to Target. That last part's a joke, but if you don't think it's a joke, go ahead and give him a call. Call him out on social media and just give him a hard time, because that's what I like to do too. I want to thank all of you for joining us on this show. We really appreciate it. Come this Sunday on twitch.tv/rhythmandpixels, or just tune in next Wednesday for a very special podcast anniversary show. My name is Rob Nichols. This is Rhythm and Pixels. Have a great week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.